A milestone for women in finance, but perhaps a detail lost in the maelstrom of Washington politics. Janet Yellen is now President Obama's official choice for chairman of the Federal Reserve to replace Ben Bernanke when his term expires early next year. She would be the first woman to run the Fed. Yellen is currently the number two at the Fed. She's apparently the second choice of President Obama after Larry Summers withdrew his name earlier this year. But her expertise in executing and understanding the current Fed policies may be a real asset in projecting to the world that the Fed, at least, plans to stay the course in U.S. monetary policy. Joining us now is Elizabeth Duke. Ms. Duke is a former Federal Reserve governor who joined the board following President Bush's nomination in 2008 and served until August of this year. Welcome to the program.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
Lots to talk about here, but let's just begin with the obvious question. Who would want this job now?
It's a tough job, but I think Janet has probably spent her whole life preparing for this job, so she may be one of the few people who would want it.
And even given the situation with the debt ceiling, in that all of the quantitative easing, the idea of being able to hold Treasury auctions, the Fed's involvement in all of that seems very precarious because of what's going on Capitol Hill.
Well, Janet has, you know, she's up to speed. She knows all of the pieces, and she's been doing this for most of her life, most of her career anyway.
Does an individual who runs the Fed right now in this moment need to be a shrewd political operator, or is it enough that the person has a legendary reputation, as Janet Yellen does, as a sophisticated student of monetary policy?
Well, as you know, the Fed is politically independent, which is important to its ability to do its job. So her knowledge of the tools of the Fed, how to use them, and her knowledge of the economy are certainly her most important assets.
What do you think the message is from President Obama to the financial world and the buyers of U.S. debt? Is it we're moving on? Janet Yellen reassures the international markets, we're trying to get beyond this sort of thing. Can a single appointment do something like that?
You know, what it definitely says is that we're serious about the Federal Reserve and we're going to put someone in charge that absolutely knows how it works.
In terms of the Board of Governors, does the current situation on Capitol Hill produce turmoil, or is there clarity? And would she be basically running a ship that doesn't have a lot of division and difference of opinion regarding the way forward?
There are always a lot of different opinions in the Federal Reserve and in the FOMC boardrooms, but she's experienced at dealing with all of those different opinions. And you know, the job of the chairman is to bring the group to consensus and to find a position forward. So I think she'll be very good at that.
And the fact that she's the first woman, what does that say within the financial community? What does that say to you personally? Is this overdue, right on time?
Well, you know, I'm always glad to see very capable, talented women in positions of authority, but I think her being a woman is the least of her, you know, incredible qualifications. She has numerous qualifications, and I would point out that for a number of years, when I was on the board, there were three women and two men.
And what about the confirmation hearing? Would this be an opportunity to rehash monetary policy, or do you think the current controversy means that this will get waved through? The last thing they need is instability at the Fed right now in Washington.
You know, confirmation process is always full of surprises, but I think she's certainly well prepared to go through that. I think, you know, the Senate will take it seriously, and hopefully it'll be a fairly quick confirmation. I think that would be a great outcome.
Elizabeth Duke, former Federal Reserve governor who served from 2008 until August of this year. Elizabeth, thanks so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.